This is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is returning to Washington after 2 days of talks with Turkish and Saudi officials to brief President Donald Trump on what he learned about the fate of Saudi journalist Jamal Khashoggi. Turkey believes he was murdered after entering the Saudi consulate in Istanbul October 2nd. Speaking with reporters en route, Pompeo said it was reasonable to give the Saudis more time to complete their investigation.
We had very direct conversations about this, the seriousness of this, how serious President Trump is taking this, how serious the United States will take this. No one should mistake that we're looking to see the results of these investigations too. And we think it's important that they get them right. And we're hopeful it'll happen quickly as well.
Mr. Trump insists he's not giving cover to the Saudis, traditional U.S. allies, but he just wants to find out what happened.
They're an ally and they're a tremendous purchaser of not only military equipment, but other things. When I went there, they committed to purchase $450 billion worth of things and $110 billion worth of military. Those are the biggest orders in the history of this country. So they're an important ally, but I want to find out what happened, where is the fault, and we will probably know that by the end of the week.
The Saudis have denied Khashoggi was murdered, but U.S. media outlets report Riyadh will acknowledge he was killed in a botched interrogation at the consulate. Security forces in the Indian Ocean archipelago of Comoros shot dead at least two protesters Wednesday and wounded several others as deadly clashes over constitutional changes continue. Protesters oppose President Azali Assoumani's plan to extend term limits, ending a tradition of rotating the presidency among the nation's three main islands. The opposition has called June's referendum illegal. This is VOA News. U.S. Syria envoy James Jeffries said some but not all militants have withdrawn from a Russian-Turkish demilitarized zone in Idlib province. They were supposed to have left with heavy weapons by Monday. He described the current Syrian seven-year civil war as frozen. At the same time, longtime U.N. envoy Stefan de Mistura announced that for personal reasons, he's stepping down from his post at the end of November. He hopes to be able to convene a committee of experts to draft a new constitution, although the Bashar al-Assad government objects to the one-third being selected by the UN.
The government of Syria has invited me to Damascus next week. I plan to engage them on the work that has been done on the Constitutional Committee. I will, of course, be ready, if the Council so wishes, to report back to it after my visit on whether these direct consultations have produced, as we hope, the approval and agreement on a credible and inclusive third list.
Another third of that committee is to be chosen by Damascus and the final third by the opposition. The Democratic Republic of Congo has summoned the Angolan ambassador following the expulsion of tens of thousands of Congolese working in mines during a security crackdown. There are unconfirmed reports dozens were killed, a charge Luanda denies. Kinshasa has called for an investigation. A Central American caravan seeking asylum in the U.S. swelled in numbers as several thousand moved north on foot and by truck from Honduras and Guatemala toward Mexico. Among them, Daisy Turco, who said she hopes President Donald Trump will open the doors of his country for them. Mr. Trump, who has denounced weak U.S. immigration laws, warned countries like Honduras that they stand to lose vital aid if they allow the caravan to proceed north to the U.S. border. British Prime Minister Theresa May in Brussels for crucial talks on exiting from the European Union said now is the time to make a Brexit deal before Britain is scheduled to leave March 29.
There is still the question of the Northern Irish backstop, but I believe everybody around the table wants to get a deal. By working intensively and closely, we can achieve that deal. I believe a deal is achievable, and now is the time to make it happen.
So far, negotiations on what Brexit should look like, including the future of EU-British relations, broke down Sunday, raising the specter of no deal. An Egyptian delegation met with Hamas rulers in Gaza Wednesday, trying to shore up a shaky ceasefire after a rocket fired from Gaza struck an Israeli city, prompting an airstrike. Both Hamas and Islamic Jihad issued a statement rejecting what they called irresponsible attempts to sabotage Egyptian mediation efforts. I'm Victor Beatty, VOA News.